The hype of Western supermarkets of the 1990s started fading for Czech city dwellers sometime in the early noughties. As healthy eating became more of a priority for some Czechs, small organic food shops began cropping up in most cities. Organic was all the rage. Yet many of the products sold in these organic food shops were not locally grown, leaving a gap in the market for small and medium Czech farmers to fill.
V roce 2009 jsem vymyslel projekt Najdi si svýho farmáře.
In 2009, I came up with the project Find Your Farmer, and the whole discussion about farmers' markets started, so we could build on that. It was also good that it was before the elections, and some political parties used this as a PR opportunity as well. It was good for us. Without that, it wouldn't have been as big, and it wouldn't have started so quickly.
To nebylo tak masivní, že jo, a prostě nezačalo by se tak rychle.
Says František Němec, owner of the medium-sized milk farm in the Vysočina region, who now has 3 shops in Prague. The rebirth of an almost extinct tradition of outdoor farmers' markets sparked a lot of interest, not only among local farmers, but also from potential future customers. Daniel Mourek from the Partnerství Foundation was also active in the early stages of developing farmers' markets in Prague.
In January 2010 at the Vinohradská tržnice, we presented the idea of farmers markets because we have been developing this idea with Project for Public Spaces New York. And from that point, 2010 was the first markets open. Now Prague has, you know, over 30 markets.
As Prague squares began to bloom with weekend markets attracting thousands of customers hungry for local produce and a communal outdoor atmosphere, another trend started gaining strength in the Czech capital. Instead of relying on the neighborhood markets twice or 3 times a week for fresh local products, customers could now buy farmers' produce from a regular store. Although, compared to the usual shopping experience in the Czech capital, there is nothing regular about them. These shops sell only products that come from smaller Czech farms, vineyards, beekeepers, and other producers that put great emphasis on the natural chemical-free ingredients of their products.
We are different from supermarkets because we give customers quality service, not only in the products we sell, but the fact that we take the time and effort to talk to them. We show them our products, we read them the label, we give them a piece to taste. Sometimes we need to persuade people to sample something, because many of them still think that if they have a taste, then they have to buy it, but it's not true, so we're teaching them.
Says Alena Slováková, who has been managing the Ješkův Statek shop in Vinohrady since this March. Ješkův Statek is one of the relative newcomers onto the market. There are currently more than 10 such shops in different parts of Prague and in a number of other Czech cities, and more are coming. Most of the farmer shops have the feel of an old-fashioned corner store where you are greeted with a smile, offered help and advice, and are remembered from one visit to the next. They also have longer opening hours, which is a nice change from many specialty stores and even some supermarkets around Prague. A customer in one of the shops I visited told me why she comes here.
For me, it's really important to support the local products and local producers. And to me, it means that I get something that really comes from the country. And many people do have a problem with the prices and stuff because it's a bit higher. But I really don't care about it because I go there maybe once a week. But then I really enjoy the meal I buy. The markets could be people who are not the real producers. For me, it's even better to go to the shop where I really know the farmer, where I know the producer. I'm really happy it came to Czech Republic.
František Němec, who we heard from earlier, opened one of the first farmer shops in Prague back in 2010, driven both by his success at the farmers' markets and the need to develop his milk farm.
Hlavně k tomu vedly náklady na distribuci, protože jsem si myslel, že
the main reason was the cost of distribution. I originally thought that the 1,000 liters of milk a day that I am able to produce, I can sell in the Vysočina area and make just family-sized packages of yogurt. I would have low manpower and distribution costs, and it would be for a good price. But customers preferred to have flavored yogurts, have more expensive glass packaging, and so on. As a result, my overhead and transportation costs grew, so since I had such a wide range of products, I started taking them to Brno and Prague.
But not all of the former shops went from market to store. Alena Slovákova and David Vortel decided to open Ješkov Státek to bring homegrown food to Prague after getting encouragements from friends. But Alena said the original plan had not been to sell goods from Vortel's own small farm near Jindřichův Hradec.
In the beginning, it was meant to be just a store. We spent about half a year going around Vysočina and Morava. We would find a producer or visit a market, then we would go to visit them and see how they did things. It was really about selecting products that not only looked good, but tasted as they should and contained what they were supposed to. We basically combined forces, ours and the producers who can't move around. These are small farmers, producers, growers who have no other option than to sell directly from where they are. It's not worth it for them to load a truck and go to Prague, so we decided that if we helped them like this, we would get their products to Prague and we would be the only ones to have them on offer. It would be a mutually beneficial venture.
But having entered into an already booming market of former shops, the Ješkov Státek team soon realized they have to distinguish themselves not just from the supermarkets and organic shops, but also from stores similar to theirs.
Once we opened the shop, we realized that it's just not enough. We're still the same as the other shops, so we thought that we could start producing our own products. We decided we would use only fresh fruit and vegetables that we would grow or buy from the nearby farmers we know. So we started making jams, apple sauces, plus the things that you don't have here, like krokantki, which is just sugar with nuts, and their own muesli. It became popular so quickly that we're not making it fast enough.
Now in the summer months, and because Ješkov Státek is open only briefly, Alena and her partner decided to actually go in the opposite direction to shops like that of Mr. Nemec, and are selling their products at farmers' markets almost every day of the week in order to advertise their shop. The franchise Český Grunt, which was started by two businessmen, now has 14 stores around the country, with 6 locations in Prague. Jiří Malík, one of the founders, is convinced that their success is due in most part to being in the right place at the right time.
It is, of course, a combination of good business sense and some know-how, but the main thing is that we found a product that just wasn't on the market before. When we started out in 2010, people were just beginning to look for quality produce, not just low prices, so we really went for something that wasn't here before.
Nevertheless, Mr. Niemetz is somewhat skeptical about whether locally grown goods will attract customers en masse to farmer shops.
I understand that it's necessary to attract a large spectrum of customers, and we're just not able to do that. The farmer shops have their place, and some people will always go there, but most people here look at the price and not at the quality.
Většina obyvatel přeci jenom hledí na cenu a ne na kvalitu.
Yet many are still optimistic about the future growth of this sector. I asked Vojtěch Kotecký, the program director at the environmental organization Hnutí Duha, what he thinks will increase the customer base for farmer shops.
Consumer attitudes in this country are already changing, and we can witness that more and more people shop in a farmer's shop simply because they want quality rather than cheap food. They are scared by many scandals that happened with supermarket food over the last several years, and they want good, healthy, quality food rather than what's increasingly sold in supermarkets. And another factor that will probably play against supermarkets is the end of cheap oil. The success of supermarkets has been based on cheap oil because it made sense economically to import food from the other side of Europe to the Czech Republic and sell it for low price. With the end of cheap oil, economics of import and export of food will change. It will make more sense for shoppers in terms of price to buy local food rather than that imported from the other side of Europe.
I went to check if currently the goods in these shops are markedly more expensive than elsewhere, and it turned out it is not always true even today. Onions from Italy that I found at a supermarket cost 34 crowns a kilo, while at a nearby farmer's shop, Czech onions were 27. So it does seem that there is a very good potential for the growth of farmer goods shops, not only in Prague, but in other cities around the Czech Republic. Daniel Morek is already thinking of how to build on this momentum.
Maybe one step ahead is to have some kind of a food court, because Prague is from the 30s. There have been these market halls, like the one in Smíchov in 1935, the Vinohrady market hall, around the same time. Wonderful buildings that are serving now as a places for supermarkets or as libraries. I think it's time to give back the meaning of this building and start not only farmers markets, but mix it with quality restaurants, small food courts, and I think it would be highly successful.
Daniel Morek there talking to Masha Vilinsky.